Good morning, guys.
N2SWJ, S4ZLK, how are you?
Up early, doing some work, as usual.
Supposed to be a pretty day. Hope you have a good day. I don't know if it's your last day of work for the week, but hope it goes well for you.
I think the last day of the work for a week has been a very intense week, and I am ready to deal with it.
Understand that. Just to let you know, it's probably conditional, but there's a pretty good little scratch on your signal. Could just be conditions this morning.
Scratch on you too. That might be my rig or conditional too. I don't know.
Did you a few times, and you usually have a really clean, clear signal, but this morning it noise is almost as loud as your audio. Or are you still at the house?
Not sure. Wonder if I bumped the connection or something.
A bit better. Your audio came up and the signal cleaned up, so I'm not sure what happened, but it fixed it.
Jiggled the internet connection.
Back to what it was, you might have a loose connection in there somewhere. So don't run high power if you don't need it right now until you get that figured out. It could be a loose something, you know, connection, a loose solder joint or something. I'm not trying to critique, it's just, you know, we don't know what our audio sounds like, so I try to help people out, because I like to know when my signal's not good either. That's the only reason I said something.
I need all the input I can get. I'm not one that is that arrogant, I guess you'd say.
It was much better again. The audio was back up, clear signal again, so if you were messing around with it, maybe the connection was loose, you could tighten it down or whatever, but... definitely something was different when you first came on.
How's it now?
Better than what it was earlier, so I think whatever it is, you might have figured it out if you're messing around with the connection. Hey, the other day you haven't been a ham very long. Is the call you have now, are those your initials? I kind of looked around at that for me, but didn't find anything I liked. So, and this was my father-in-law's call, and he was my Elmer. And I got it. He passed away about a year before they came out with the vanity program back in the, or maybe a year after. I think he passed away in 96, and I think they had come out with the vanity program either right before or right after. I can't remember, but I was able to get his call.
I don't have anybody in my family that was ever a ham before me, so, you know, there's nothing like that to carry on in my family. I'm the first one, so.
He's a good man, and he really loved ham radio. Had a bad heart, didn't out at night, so he'd work Morse code. Because back then you had to have 13 words a minute to get the general, and he could not get up to there, so he'd work Morse code real slow. That's the only way he could get down on the lower bands. And, you know, 10 meters is not real reliable. It's open sometimes, or at least it's not active very often. But, you know, we miss him. It's been a long time, but he was a good man. And now I've got a son and a son-in-law that both have their ham license now, so trying to keep it in the family.
Well, I've got my son. He's studying to get his test. If he keeps up the pace he's doing, he's going to take his test on the 15th, hopefully. So, fingers crossed he keeps doing what he's doing. He's excited about it.
On your son there, I hope he does well. And it's kind of fun. I mean, there's so many more distractions now. When I got my ham radio license, cell phones had just come out. Well, I mean, my dad had a bag phone in the 80s, but it was so expensive, he rarely used it. Not many people had it, so still wasn't a thing. I didn't get my first cell phone until 99, and it was just a call on, so I got my ham license in 91. But now with the internet, texting, all that, if you can get a young person into it, it's pretty good.
Much different than, you know, talking on on a cell phone. It's just, I don't know how to describe it. It's just such a different feeling.
See where your signal goes, and especially on HF, to build antennas, and then they work, and, you know, it's a good feeling. And then, just like back during Helene, when communications were down, it was nice to be able to keep in contact with family and other people, other friends, when there was no other way to.
Way more fulfilling about, you know, making a contact or talking to somebody on ham than there is about, you know, dialing a number and making a call on the cell phone. I don't know, just way more satisfying about it.
Roger that. Well, I'm going to let you go. I'm not far, but you also, your signal's going back and forth. It'll be good one transmission, and then in the middle of it or the next one, it's pretty rough again. So you might want to check out that connection when you get a chance. But enjoy it, Scott. Nice talking to you this morning. I hope you have a good day and a great weekend. N2SWJ at 4ZLK.
673D.
Is mine still sounding scratchy? KF4NXY.
There's a little bit of noise in the background, but you weren't even making the repeater. You weren't even holding it. It was just clicking. But I can copy this time. N4ZLK.
Yeah, it must be gremlins left over from Halloween decided to come visit this morning. Anyway, I'll let you go. I got something here for breakfast and that first cup of coffee. Be careful out there. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
Breakfast, and just real quick, is my how's my signal sound? Because I'm wondering if there's just a lot of interference going on.
Solid into the machine right now. Just a very, very small amount of white noise. I mean, but other, I'd say you're 98%. You're just sounding real good.
I appreciate that. It seemed like when the repeater was keyed up and nobody was talking, it was quiet. But both you and Scott there were having some signal issues there for a minute. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. Have a great day. KF4NXY at 4ZLK.